Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with
John Maestri, CEO of Frederick Music Productions, LLC.
And he's here to talk about the inaugural Frederick Jazz Festival. We've never had this before, have we?
Right, this is a first for Frederick, yeah.
How did you get the idea?
Well, actually, I was a contractor for a while, and I was laid off along with a lot of other people. And so during that period of being laid off, I was like, well, what else can I do? I was looking for jobs and that sort of thing. But I decided, hey, you know, why don't I try and start a new business for myself and promote jazz? I've always been a musician, and I thought Frederick had a pretty good jazz scene, too. And I think, just kind of came it during that period of like needing work and really like loving music, because I've always been involved with music.
Sure. Awesome.
So I was like, yeah, I think this could work.
Awesome. So where is it?
The event will be at the Carroll Creek Park Amphitheater, which is right in the heart of historic downtown Frederick. Right.
Carroll Creek is such a beautiful little space.
Yeah, the city of Frederick invested millions of dollars in restoring that whole area. So it's a great place to just spend the day. One of the things that we're doing with the festival is that patrons can come in and out as they want. So, you know, if they want to stay for one act and then leave and walk around downtown Frederick and come back in, you know, they can totally do that.
Oh, that's so awesome. How many acts are going to be there? How many bands?
Five.
Okay. Yeah. So it's like an all-day thing, and we have five different bands, and you can pay for the first one, or I guess explain like how you ticket-wise, like do you buy an all-day pass, or is it for each show, or how does that work?
So it's one all-day pass.
Okay.
And you can come and go as you please.
Awesome. So who are the acts?
Well, we've got Daryl Brenzell, we've got Howard Burns, Trey Ellie, Marcus Mitchell, and our fifth act we're still under contract with, so I can't reveal who that person is, but I will say that they're a jazz violinist.
Awesome. Well, that's a little teaser. You're going to have to come out and see it.
That's right.
It's a cliffhanger.
That's right.
Awesome, cool. So what other sort of stuff's going on down there? Is there food, festivities, or, you know, what exactly, is there anything else as part of the festivities?
Yes, so we've partnered with Linganore Wine Cellars. They will be providing wine for everybody over the age of 21.
Of course.
And we've also partnered with a small business called Humble Barbecue, who will be providing our food for the day.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
Talk about just in general, like how Frederick is sort of, I think it's becoming cooler by the day in terms of these events, because they have in the streets. I've seen musicians out in the streets for other things before, but just, I guess, talk about how your festival is just continuing what I think is sort of a growing trend up there.
Yeah, well, Frederick in general, I think, has gone through a boom population-wise and business-wise. So that's bringing a lot of people up from D.C., Montgomery County, into Frederick and from other areas. And I think the time is right for Frederick to have a jazz festival.
Why do you think it hasn't happened yet?
I think just no one's done it yet. Yeah. Just it's as simple as that. No one has said, you know what, I'm going to have a jazz festival in Frederick. And we're the first to do it. So that's what we're really excited to be the first people to try this.
So you're the one.
See, we're the
one.
Yeah.
You're the one you've been waiting for. So you kind of alluded to it earlier on, but explain how you got into jazz. You know, do you remember when you were a kid growing up around there when you first heard jazz, or did your parents have records, or do you remember your first artist you started getting into?
Oh, yeah. Well, I played the saxophone in high school.
In the band.
Yeah. And I was in jazz ensemble, and I was in all county jazz band, and I played at FCC as a high school student, which was kind of a special thing for musicians to do. And so jazz was just kind of always part of my upbringing. You know, listening to all my old parents, my parents' old records, John Coltrane, Thelonious Monk, Miles Davis, all those guys. So they're all really big influences on me music-wise, yeah.
Is there any newer guys that you're really digging on lately?
Snarky Puppy. Snarky Puppy is doing some really great things for the jazz community.
We actually interviewed them around the Grammys time.
Oh, wow.
They were cool. Yeah. Awesome.
They're awesome musicians, and they're young, and they love music. And, you know, we want to bring a certain value, a musical value, instead of just like a 99-cent pop tune that you can download off of iTunes.
Right, exactly.
So that's what we're going for.
Talk about how it's cool seeing jazz. I mean, every genre is, you know, a different experience live, but especially with jazz. I feel like It's like hockey. It's so much better live than, you know, like, because it's different every time. You're watching every, you know, all the different people, you know, doing their little runs and things and improvising. And just explain sort of how it's itself is a great live genre.
You never hear a song played the same way twice because there's always someone else interpreting that song or that tune and making it their own, which is the cool thing about jazz. And, you know, improvisation is sort of a staple of jazz music. But to be able to improvise and to do all those things, you need to be educated in some way. You can't just pick up your saxophone or your trumpet or whatever and just start blasting out a bunch of notes and have it sound good.
Right. It's organized chaos. It's you know, you have it's smart improvising. Yeah.
Yeah, right. And so that's why, you know, we're also coming at the Frederick Jazz Festival from an education point of view. We've partnered with the National Association of Music Merchants.
Oh, awesome.
They have a program called Music for All, which is a music education program that promotes music education. Yeah.
How'd you get hooked up with them? Did you hear about them?
Well, actually, this is where I wish my business partner was here right now, because he was the one who actually like got that going. He's involved with like Grammy stuff out in Los Angeles.
Oh, cool.
He has his own management company.
What's his name?
Artist management company. Kenny Darby.
How'd you guys meet and decide to form this together?
Well, we were neighbors together.
All right, so you guys grew up together. Take us into how? Do you remember how you met?
So Kenny moved next door back in like 2001, maybe, and we were hanging out just playing basketball and, you know, we got to know each other and he was into music and I was into music and we just kind of formed that relationship.
Awesome.
And over the years, you know, we kept in touch and he went off and did his management thing.
LA or?
Mostly in D.C., but also in Los Angeles.
Okay.
And then I did, you know, the music composition thing in school and pursuing like performance and that sort of thing.
Gotcha.
So we always kept in touch and, you know, decided to work together.
Where'd you get your music degree?
I got the degree from Washington Adventist University in Tacoma Park.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys, you've always known each other and you've stayed in touch and you've been friends and you've had this shared passion all along, sort of these two parallel lives here. When was the meeting where you guys, you know, chilling in, you know, I don't know, Brewer's Alley one day and you're like, hey, let's do this? Or, you know, where was that spark of, hey, let's make this festival?
Well,
was there a specific moment?
There really wasn't a specific moment other than like, I need to make money somehow. I need to start a company. I need to do my own thing. Yeah. And I was looking for other people to work with. And Kenny came right to mind. And I told him about the festival. I'm like, look, man, we need to have a jazz festival in Frederick. It's going to be great. People are going to love it. Yeah. It's good for the city. And he was like, yeah, he bought it. And so that's how we started working together.
I love the passion, man. It's great. since we're radio, and let's paint a picture for our listeners. Let's say they've never been, because you and I know Frederick like the back of our hand, but explain to our listeners if they've never gone up there to Carroll Creek, what that sort of looks like with the, you know, with the creek and the bridges and just how idyllic of a setting it is.
Oh, in the summer, it's storybook. I mean, it looks like something from a fairy tale. You walk down the creek, there's plants. There's ducks, there's people on paddle boats, you know, going around. There's covered bridges, but like arch.
Yeah.
What are those bridges called?
Suspension bridges?
There is a suspension bridge, but there's also a, just bridges
I know what
over
you're talking
the
about.
Creek.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And those bridges reflecting off the water too. It's very picturesque.
It's very picturesque, yes. Yeah.
And you can go to La Paz, you can go eat there. There's a couple other restaurants
right
on
there. Yeah, there's a new Greek restaurant right across from where the amphitheater is.
There's a wine bar?
There is a wine bar, yeah. So state-of-the-art, five-star eateries all around.
Black Hog right down the street.
Black Hog,
Wags
yep.
right there. Man, yeah.
Tasting room. Yep.
Yeah, you can go down to Vault if you're a higher roller.
That's right.
I still haven't been. Oh, that's funny. That's out of my price range. No. Just talk about jazz in general. Like, I'm a movie critic, so I've literally just gotten out of Whiplash and La La Land, where jazz is suddenly back, you know, in vogue with younger audiences. Do you think it's, I don't want to say making a comeback, because it's always been a cool thing, but it is, it's kind of, it's hip now, I guess.
Right. Yeah. And
trendy.
yep. You're absolutely right. And I think it's going to continue to trend. And, you know, we're hoping to bring in a younger audience in this. And the artists that we're bringing in are not really, three of the five artists are younger people, probably in their late 20s, early 30s. Mm. Yeah. The other two have been around, you know, playing jazz their whole life. And They have some pretty incredible careers. But the younger jazz guys that are coming in, jazz is going to be around forever.
Yeah.
It was here long before we were ever born, and I think it's going to be around a lot longer after we're gone, because it's a uniquely American art form.
Yeah, there's that's a good point. There's only a few things that are not borrowed from other countries for us, which it's, what do we got? We have jazz, we have, I guess,
baseball,
the Western movie. it's a short list. So let's keep, we got to keep that heritage going for sure.
Right.
From New Orleans to Frederick, baby. Awesome. So hopefully you'll hook some younger crowd too, but also the more seasoned, let's say, jazz,
right.
older crowd.
Right.
They have stuff they'll enjoy here too, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So the aim is to get all ages involved.
Right. And we've also, we also have this thing going on where children under the age of 12 are admitted for free.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So what is the cost again?
Right now,
it depends when you buy your tickets, right?
When you get your ticket, before June 1st, $40. After June 1st, $50.
Okay.
And that's an all-day pass.
Awesome. So, you get, it's $50, but you get five bands out of it. So
yeah, and you come and go as you please. You're really, $40 is a drop in the bucket if you're going up to Frederick on Father's Day weekend to spend some time there with your friends and family.
Is this a Saturday?
It is a Saturday.
Oh, so it's a Saturday right before Father's Day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there you go. If you want to, you could surprise dad like maybe a day or two early on Friday or Saturday and say, hey, I got your gift this year is we're going to the Jazz Fest.
Right.
And he'll say, what Jazz Fest? I didn't know there was a Jazz Fest.
Yeah.
Oh, there is this year, Papa.
And hopefully next year.
Yeah.
Year after.
Yeah. What's it? Well, I know, I'm sure you guys are like swamped with like, all right, let's just make sure this first year goes off well. But in terms of forward thinking, I mean, I assume this is something annual you want to do, or, you know, what's sort of the vision to keep it growing, I guess?
The vision to keep it growing is to base everything we do on who the artists are that are coming in. We want to keep it about the music as much as possible. I don't want to sell out and be like, the Frederick Jazz Festival brought to you by Toyota, or the Frederick Jazz Festival brought to you by, Flying Dog Brewery.
Yeah, something Frederick related. Yeah.
Right. So we want to keep it, you know, about the music. We want to keep it about Frederick because we think Frederick is awesome.
And, Frederick is awesome.
And we want to make it a family friendly event that is open for everybody.
Cool. So I guess where can we find more information about this?
You can go to frederickjazzfest.com.
frederickjazzfest.com.
Right.
Awesome. Is there a social media or anything too?
Oh yeah, we do have a Facebook page, Frederick Jazz Festival. Okay. But to purchase tickets in advance, you're going to want to go through the website. You can also go directly to mdtix.com.
MDTix.
There are MDTix.
With
is,
an X.
With an X.
Not
yeah,
the other kind.
Yeah, they are our ticket service provider on this.
That's awesome. So again, buy it before June 1st, $40. After that, still a good deal, $50, and come on out. It's the Saturday of Father's Day weekend, so get your tickets now. John Maestri, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Jason. It was great.
All right.